And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 3rd of August, 2025. August 3rd is National Watermelon Day. There's nothing like beating the heat with summertime's most refreshing fruit. Watermelon is 92% water. People have been digging into this tasty, juicy fruit for millennia, and it all started in ancient Egypt. The first watermelon harvest on record occurred approximately 5,000 years ago in Egypt. Traces of watermelon and its seeds have been discovered on sites of the 12th Egyptian dynasty, including in the tomb of King Tut. Paintings of different types of watermelon have also been found in ancient Egyptian inscriptions. The sweet fruit we enjoy today is the result of mutations over the course of thousands of years of cultivation. Watermelon seeds were sold to traders passing through the trade routes in the Kalahari Desert in Africa. From there, the cultivation of the watermelon spread across Africa, after which it spread into the Mediterranean countries and other parts of Europe. By the end of the 9th century, watermelon cultivation had become common in China and the rest of Asia. The word watermelon first appeared in the English dictionary in 1615, and in his novel, The Tragedy of Pudd'nhead Wilson, Mark Twain described the watermelon as, quote, what the angels eat. Worldwide, there are around 1,200 different watermelon varieties, with over 300 varieties available in the U.S., ranging from red to white and in different shapes and sizes. Watermelon offers numerous health benefits due to its rich nutrient profile, including hydration, antioxidants, and potential heart health, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's a good source of vitamins C and A, potassium, and the amino acid citrulline, which improves exercise performance and blood flow. Watermelons are also a great source of the antioxidant lycopene, which has been proven to reduce the risk of some types of cancers like lung, stomach, and prostate cancer. Try tossing watermelon with a little lime juice, chopped fresh mint, and salt. It's the birthday of Tobias Lennart, born on this day in 1973. Tobias Lennart is a Belgian animal rights and veganism activist, author, and educator. He promotes a pragmatic approach to activism, which doesn't rely on solely moral arguments. Lennart has co-founded vegan and vegetarian advocacy organizations, including the Center for Effective Vegan Advocacy with Melanie Joy, ProVeg International, and Ethical Vegetarian Alternative. He authored the book, How to Create a Vegan World, A Pragmatic Approach, in 2017, and writes the blog, The Vegan Strategist. He is the originator of Thursday Veggie Day in Ghent. Lennart gives lectures and workshops on vegan advocacy around the world. He has also written and spoken about wild animal suffering, which he considers as important as the suffering of domesticated animals. Lennart lives in Ghent with his partner, 7 cats and 2 dogs. He identifies as an effective altruist. And here is the last section of James Whitcomb Riley's poem, Watermelon Time. Oh, they's more in watermelons than the purty colored meat, and the overflowing sweetness of the water squished betwixt the upward and downward motions of a feller's teeth. And it's the taste of ripe old age and juicy childhood mixed. For I never taste a melon, but my thoughts flies away to the summertime of youth. And again I see the dawn and the fading afternoon of the long summer day, and the dusk and the dew a-fallen, and the night a-coming on. And there's the corn around us, and the lisping leaves and trees, and the stars a-peeking down on us as still as silver mice, and us boys in the watermelons on our hands and knees, and the new moon hanging o'er us like a yeller cord slice. Oh, it's watermelon time that is a-coming round again, and they ain't no man a-livin' any tickleder in me. For the way I hanker after watermelons is a sin, which is the why and the wherefore, as you can plainly see. Watermelon Time by James Whitcomb Riley. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to enjoy some watermelon today.